This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Mitchell Smith, we got together a few weeks ago to talk about the upcoming referendum, and both of us actually thought they might remain in the European Union. But here we are. I'm actually in the UK, and you are in Brussels, having just visited the European Union. Let us know. Tell us what you are hearing from the continental Europe perspective.
I have heard many interesting things. I would start by saying this, that I've not heard anybody on this side of the channel who has said positive things about the British vote uniformly. And of course, you know, I've been traveling with students. The students have been asking. I've been asking people. And of course, we've only spoken to a small number of people. And we've also spoken with people in the European Union institutions. But uniformly, people are upset, depressed, unhappy, and concerned about the future. And I'd be happy to go into much more detail about what I've learned along the way. We've spoken with, in addition to those people, I've also spoken with some business people at restaurateurs and such, and have heard some very interesting things.
Well, I definitely want to hear a little bit about what you're hearing. I can say in my time here in the UK, I think there's just still a lot of debate going on. It's dominating, of course, everything, all conversations, the news, everything. Clearly, this country is very divided over this issue. I mean, Europe, continental Europe, where you are, doesn't seem to be divided at all. They think it's a very bad thing. But here in Great Britain, they seem to be very divided on where to come down on this. But the vote, it's done. It's a done deal. So what comes next?
Well, I think two things are very interesting. One is that I've gotten, I think, a very strong sense of, after the lapse of a bit of time since the vote, is that those who were advocating the Leave position in Britain did not actually expect to win. I think they themselves were surprised by the outcome. And that's reflected in the fact that particularly Boris Johnson, who was one of the leaders of the Leave campaign, was, by all accounts, ashen-faced and seemed to project a sense of having a lost sense of purpose after the outcome. I think that he wanted to be seen as somebody who had led the charge for Britain and fought the noble fight and narrowly lost. And that's not what happened, of course. He won. And so it was an unexpected victory. And what we've seen is that the Leave folks had no plan for what comes next. On this side of the channel, I think there's a lot of surprise. In the European Union institutions, what I've been hearing is surprise at the outcome, which in itself I think tells us something interesting, that they didn't, you know, there's sort of a bubble that applies to the European Union institutions, the European Commission, the Council, and the Parliament, where they didn't really expect this outcome. And I think they're a little bit detached from the sentiment of many people in the member states and certainly in Britain. And that's something that they're going to have to adjust to, and I think they are beginning to realize that. What they're going to do about it remains somewhat unclear, but I think they've received the message that I think two things are important. One, the message that not all is well and something has to change. And secondly, that the initial instinct to punish the British by telling them, okay, now get out as quickly as possible, good riddance, be gone, don't let the door hit you on the way out. I think there's an understanding now that that slowing down the process and negotiating a deal that will be in the interest of both sides is really the best approach.
Well, so it'll be interesting to watch from here on out, Mitchell, because not only do we have to negotiate, as you were talking about, does the UK have to negotiate its way out of this, and both sides will be negotiating, but, you know, Britain now has no prime minister, you've got all of the domestic politics. I mean, this is clearly a case where we've got regional, you know, international politics colliding with domestic politics, is it not? 10 seconds, sorry, 10 seconds.
Absolutely. And we are seeing ramifications in other member states where people on the far right are beginning to call for referendums in those countries. I don't think this is necessarily an unraveling of the EU, but the implications, as you've pointed out, are really far-reaching.
All right, Mitchell, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk about it. And when we get back in Norm, maybe we'll do a more in-depth conversation, as this really does require more time. But thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, and I would love to do that.